All right, guys, we got a question recently from somebody who asked, does natural family planning work? And is the Marquette method working for us? What would you say?
I would say it's working A-okay. So we just had our last baby 4 months ago. And so we're back on the tracking, charting journey. And what I really appreciate about the Marquette method is that it's very objective.
Yeah,
I like that. It provides a lot of peace for me, actually.
I think the person who asked the question was referring to our last pregnancy, a child that we just had, Pascal, in June. They were sort of inferring, was that an accident? And was the Marquette method working? Was that a surprise?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to address that. First of all, when it comes to sexual intimacy, and there's a union between man and woman, and the woman takes a pregnancy test and then goes to the doctor, she doesn't say, how did this happen? Like, what's wrong with me? I'm pregnant now. What went wrong in this whole thing? Do a checkup on me. Like, was it a virus? Did I get COVID or something? No, I'm pregnant. When a man and woman have sexual intimacy and it results in the conception of life, something didn't go wrong. There wasn't an accident. Something went right. The union between man and woman is designed to be procreative. Mm-hmm. So a pregnancy is never an accident. In fact, the opposite. Many couples want to have children and they can't. And so they ask the question, well, what's wrong? Help me. Mm-hmm. Help me figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to, children are not an accident. They're a blessing. They're not a burden.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes when someone looks at a larger family who claims to be doing natural family planning and they have 7 children, they assume, well, something must be going wrong there because they have all those children.
Well, no, but we wanted lots of children.
Yeah.
But I understand that because there is a fear. This is, like, society sometimes kind of frowns upon that. They think, like, what is wrong with you guys?
And that's a misunderstanding of children.
Mm-hmm.
Because... and marriage.
Right.
You know, if somebody wants to get married, but they don't want to have children.
Then don't get married.
Then don't get married.
It's like they come part and parcel. They go together.
Yeah. Or somebody wants to get married, but just wants to continue this dating lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Then don't get married. Mm-hmm. Because children will change your lifestyle.
Right.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean something went wrong. It doesn't mean your life is over. In fact, your life becomes more rich.
Right.
People, we're so scared of sacrifice sometimes.
Right.
And the most cheated man is a selfish man. And so when we want to get married and say, oh, no, but I don't want children because I don't want that to interfere with my hopes and my dreams and our lifestyle as a couple, that's selfishness.
Right.
And one is cheating themselves and their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say something.
Well, I was just going to mention, I was going through the effects of the sacrament of matrimony with the children yesterday. It was part of some schoolwork that they were getting done. And it was really actually quite beautiful. It was talking about how the first effect of grace is the sanctity of the husband and wife. Like, that's one of the effect of the sacrament. The second effect was to give the couple grace to bear with one another's shortcomings.
And some needs more grace than others.
And then the third one, which I heard was actually probably one of the most important one, was actually to raise the children in the faith. And so it's not like whether or not you have children, but it's like when you have children, obviously not everybody is able to. That is one of the effects of the sacrament, is to raise the children in the faith.
You know, and I think sometimes there is a hesitancy sometimes with some people to have children.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an unknown. Especially your first child, what is that going to be like? How is our life going to change? And that's okay to wonder those things.
Mm-hmm.
The church does say that if we have a serious and just reason to postpone pregnancy, that it's permissible when we use natural means like natural family planning, not artificial birth control. And so there's room to plan one's family.
Mm-hmm.
But if we get to a point where, like, it's simply out of, I don't know, a little bit of fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And assume that, well, because the church makes exceptions that we can postpone for just and serious reasons, to automatically assume every single hesitancy then falls under that category, we got to check ourselves, because marriage is ordered to this. And then when you live in matrimony according to the order of God, God's blessing flows. sure way to destroy a marriage is to introduce contraception into it.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, I think each couple needs to discern that for themselves. Like, we don't know what is. We're not walking through other people's shoes. We only know for ourselves. But the question, back to the question, was our last pregnancy an accident? Was it planned? And I would say that it was planned. We actually had been trying for a few different cycles and didn't conceive it. I was at the point where I was like, well, maybe God doesn't want us to have any more kids now. Like, I was almost 40. But then we conceived Pascal and... now he's here.
And isn't that also the beauty of natural family planning, that you can use methods like the Marquette method to welcome children into life? Mm-hmm. We have this contraceptive mentality when it comes to natural family planning sometimes. We've got to use it to avoid children. Mm-hmm. Look, this is what marriage is ordered to. It's beautiful. Does that mean it's always easy?
No, definitely not. She can be a fly on the wall in our house. That's why we're here recording, where it's quiet. Did you notice there's no children running around?
We have to get childcare to do this in order to serve you. This is the exception in our life. If you don't see children around us, it's because that's the exception. Most of our life is with our family.
As it should be.
As it should be. It doesn't mean it's always easy, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. And it's a great blessing. And I can't imagine life any other way. And I feel sorry for people who see children as a burden. Mm-hmm. What a gift children are to the other children in the family too.
I think that's been one of my favorite parts about having Pascal, is just seeing the older children, how excited they are. You know, had we not had him, they would have missed out on all that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, seeing the little ones, you know, holding him and wanting to hold him, or wanting to help him get him ready for bed, or help bathe him. They just love him. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I hope that answers the question. Does natural family planning work for Ken and Janelle? Yes, the Marquette method has been excellent. It's been very objective for you.
Yeah, and you know, we've done other methods too, and they've been beautiful as well.
If you want to learn a little bit more about the method that we use, we'll link our first video on this topic at the end of this video, also found in the description. And share with us your thoughts below. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for watching, friends. So, are you interested in learning more about our experience with the Marquette Method and NFP, Natural Family Planning? We have another video for you. The link is here at the end of this video, also in the description. Also, would you please consider becoming a monthly supporter of our work? This allows us to keep all our content free. To become a monthly supporter, visit kenandjanelle.com. Thank you so much for the consideration.